What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Ali Fushu Podcast. Tonight, we are at episode 10, and tonight's episode is going to be about body positivity. And I know it's kind of weird that it's coming from me, coming from a guy with a poorly cut mohawk to talk about body positivity, but I think it's something that definitely has to be talked about. And I guess if you've been following through like the earlier episodes of this podcast, it's really all about talking about these kind of discussions surrounding fitness that definitely don't have a black and white answer. It's revolving around a lot of gray areas, and definitely body positivity falls under that category, wherein there's a lot of things that can be talked about. I mean, that's the point of this podcast, to invite discussion. Everything that I do say is, I guess, how I'm currently interpreting things. If there's something that I'm about to say that's definitely off or really right, etc., whatever I say, I am really opening it up to full-on discussion. So if you guys are watching this on YouTube, definitely you can comment down below, or you can message me personally through my social media links. All right, but anyway, let's head to it. And we're talking about body positivity, and the reason why I've decided to talk about that tonight is because within the past week, there has definitely been some controversy surrounding this one Instagram post by Gymshark. And if you guys aren't familiar with what Gymshark is, it's probably one of the top, world's top fitness apparel brand, both for men and for women. So, before I talk about the post, something about Gymshark is that for the past, I guess, 6 or 7 years, I don't know exactly when they were founded, but ever since then, five plus years ago, people know Gymshark as the brand that, you know, has a lot of brand ambassadors, fitness models that look extremely jacked or extremely lean. This is for the men, then for the women who are also lean and, you know, probably have a tiny waist and big hips. I mean, to be honest, that's really how they've marketed themselves. Those are the type of models that they have been using for their marketing, for their advertising. And I guess with that image, with the models that they've been using, that's the market that they've been aiming for, wherein people who want to look like that. And yeah, like for the past few years, and I guess especially now in 2020, that might have changed. Because, of course, body positivity, inclusivity, representation has been trending. And to be very honest, it is a trending thing, because people are more, I guess, to use a millennial term, more woke about that topic. So again, body positivity, inclusivity, and representation is a big thing. And that's why Gymshark, they knew about this, like how important that is to a lot of people who go to the gym. Especially women, I guess it's safe for me to say that this topic is very, very sensitive, especially for women, and which is why this post was actually made. Okay, let's actually talk about the post now. And here, and hopefully you guys are watching this through YouTube so that you can see the overlays. But anyway, the post reads, "Because we are all both soft whilst also being incredibly strong. One side is not weaker, less valid, or less worthy. Both exist together perfectly. Beautiful words, beautiful body, beautiful soul, at Nelly London." Okay, so I'm going to be the first one to say, actually there are two things that I'm going to be the first one to say, is that one, I agree with this post, or like I am in favor of this post, I like it. But two, in the back of my head, I can't help but, what do you call this? Have that thought in the back of my head that this is definitely a really good marketing move, especially as I mentioned a while ago, because it's 2020. In the past, how many years that Gymshark has been alive or been, you know, operating, they've always been promoting towards the jacked individuals, or people who want to look jacked, people who want to be really lean, etc. And that's not everyone in the gym. A lot of, I mean, sure, we all, It's not gonna hurt to have that goal, like that far off ambitious goal that we want to look. For guys to have big arms, big shoulders, big chest, etc. Then for girls, what do you call this? Traditionally speaking, a lot of girls love to have tiny waist, big butt. I mean, that's the image that they've been really promoting. That's the image that they've been really ingraining in everyone's heads. But now, because it's 2020, they're making posts like this that body positivity, and I know that's a negative thing, that this is definitely for money, but despite that negative thing, I am still in favor of this, of these type of posts, because it definitely helps a lot of people feel better about themselves. Because body dysmorphia, I think that's the term, or like when people despise or loathe or hate their bodies to the point that they don't even want to try to like improve themselves, to progressively get better, then you know that's a very, very sensitive topic. And the reason why, again, just to go back to what I was trying to say, is that the reason why I'm in favor of these type of posts is because it motivates people, or if it encourages people to go to the gym or to live a more active lifestyle. Okay, again, not everyone does have those aspirations, ambitions to look like a top bikini model or top bodybuilder, but you know, it's just nice. I guess that's the big positive that these type of posts have. And if you're gonna see that this post has over 500,000 likes, and a lot of people are super duper positive, or like super, they feel uplifted by these type of posts. And because of that, because I'm a big fan of making everyone be, I'm a big fan of everyone feeling welcomed in the environment of the gym. Because of course, for the past how many years, decades, a lot of people think that the gym are for the people who want to be like that. As I mentioned, I know I'm going to be a bit redundant throughout the rest of the show, but a lot of people think that the gym is only, or is exclusively for that type of people. You might not have thought that, but trust me when I say that a lot of people think that the gym is solely for those type of people. But that's not the case. The gym is for people to get better, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter how much body fat or how much lean body mass you have on your body currently, you are definitely welcome to go to the gym. And again, as I mentioned, you might not have ever had that thought come across your mind, but a lot of people have definitely discouraged themselves just because of that thought. And these type of posts help them, help encourage themselves to go to the gym, to live a more active lifestyle, and of course, in the end, to live a healthier life, potentially a healthier and longer life. All right, so that's why I'm in huge favor of this post. But again, I know at the back of my head, I can't help but this is definitely a marketing thing, because because more people who have never liked Gymshark, because they've only been promoting the top guys, top girls, are now like, oh cool, they're promoting normal bodies. Again, and normal is definitely not bad, but people are saying, oh, Gymshark has photos of a normal looking one. She's not extremely lean. She's not, of course, extremely obese. She's average. She's normal. I feel included. I feel like if I wear these products, I can go to the gym. That's the hypocritical thing that's in my head right now. Again, gray area. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, there's a lot of gray area, because it's positive that it helps a lot of people feel better, but then you know that they're also profiting from this. I'm not sure if we're gonna call that a win-win, but it's something that's definitely in the back of my head. But another reason why I wanted to talk about this episode is because this post definitely got a lot of traction. If you were to look at right now, there's a lot of positive ones, which is great. But if you were to really dig deep in the comments section, there are a lot of negative ones, and I'll put them up for you guys, especially the ones who are watching on YouTube. And there are so many negative ones, and it's really like, it just freaking sucks, dude. It's super stupid. All right, I'll read one already right now. This one, his name is 41DE. He says, "Bro, I'm disappointed in this account. Unfollow." Like, what the hell, dude? I mean, I understand that he probably has that, you know, that image, oh, Gymshark is solely for the, what do you call this, for the elite looking people, super jacked, super lean, and then he's disappointed that Gymshark showing a normal person. That's such an unhealthy mindset, or such a, I guess to use another woke term, that's such a toxic mindset to have. And I understand that, you know, Gymshark is definitely evolving. As I mentioned a while ago, they were promoting the elite only before. No one can deny that. But of course, they're now evolving their brand, their vision, mission, whatever, because they want to include everyone, because it's, you know, more profit for them. But anyway, for these type of people, for 41DE to say that he's disappointed and he's going to unfollow, that's just weak reasoning. And a similar one is from this one, Jack Kusumali. I think his name, This Is a Joke, right? And then from B. Grant, then shouldn't have bought the last drop, regretting it after this. Yo, I mean, that's fucked up, dude. That's I really find that's, I mean, I'm props to the Gymshark account, like the social media person handling the Instagram account. He or she is replying pretty well, I'm going to say it. But as you will see in future, like in other comments that I'll be showing, their Gymshark, they're, even though their comments right now are funny, are cool, are witty, there are some ones that I definitely have to critique later. Then other negative ones, which one is that? Wait long. I thought you were promoting health and fitness. So what? Could the people on the My 500 Pound Life stay the same? After all, it's who they are, right? Didn't expect this from you, Gymshark. Kind of disappointing, to be honest. All right, so this guy, IFBB Carter Lopez, he's stupid ass. I guess that's what I'll start by calling him a stupid ass. Because first of all, IFBB, I think that's IFBB, it's a prefix that a lot of international bodybuilders, like top bodybuilders, have in the prefix of their Instagram handle because they've earned it. They've earned that right. They've earned that title to put it on their names. But this guy, he's not. Again, I'm not saying that I have the best physique in the world, but I'm saying that this guy is not in the level of the other IFBB pros, the International Federation of Bodybuilding pros. He says that, I thought you were promoting health and fitness. Then Gymshark replies, health and fitness comes in many shapes and sizes, and we promote them all. Okay, so I'm gonna look at what Gymshark said first. Health and fitness does come in many shapes and sizes. And we promote them all. Okay, so I understand that that's a good comment, sure. I mean, it's promoting body positivity, sure. But I don't want people to misinterpret it as, you know, any size you are, you can be happy and stay that way. Because, again, there's a lot of ways to interpret what body positivity means. There can be the way, like, you... I think the negative interpretation is that you will love your body no matter how it is, no matter how unhealthy it can be, no matter... I guess that I'll just use that only that term. No matter how unhealthy you are, you're gonna love your body. I don't think that's a good way to interpret what body positivity is, because I think the general catch-all interpretation of body positivity is that you love your body so much is that you're going to make the efforts to make it progress as need be, or to make it, to improve it as need be. Because you can be, if you're extremely overweight, if there's a lot of health issues due to that due to you being extremely overweight, or due to you being obese, then if you do love yourself, I'm going to say that maybe you should make that effort to lean out, to lose that excess, the excessive body fat. I'm not saying that you should be a bodybuilder. I'm just saying that you should definitely aim for normal health levels, normal health parameters. And that's a good word to go about it. Is that there's a parameter, there's a range in regards to what can be considered quote unquote healthy or unhealthy. For in regards to this woman, Nelly London, yes, she does have, you know, a good amount of fat surrounding her stomach, her waist, but then it's hard for me to say that, oh, just because she doesn't have a six pack, she's extremely unhealthy. No, that's a stupid way of thinking. In regards to body positivity, like she can definitely love herself, and she doesn't look bad. She looks good. I mean, she looks good, right? I mean, she's not a bikini model. She's not gonna compete in bikini competitions, but I don't think anyone can say that she looks horrible. I mean, right? I don't think anyone can disagree with that. So this guy, IFBB Carter Lopez, when he compares it, the same situation to the my 500 pound life, and I think that's, you know, about talking about people who are definitely within the 400 or 500 pound weight range. That's a far off comparison, because they're definitely in an unhealthier spot compared to Nelly London. She's obviously not 500 pounds, and I'm going to say that because of that discrepancy, she's in a healthier spot. And those people who are in the 500 pound life, if they want to, again, this is my interpretation, but if they want to truly love themselves, and if they want to live a more proactive or active more diverse life, then they should make the efforts to get lighter, to lessen their body fat. Because no one can deny, if you're a 500 pound person, there's only so much you can do for so long. Example, walking around, going around the mall, going around the park, like doing anything that involves you moving. I guess because a lot of these 500 pound people, they're the type who stay at home. And again, it's hard for me to speak for them, but the reason why I'm hesitating with my words is because it's really a tough topic, dude. It really is. But again, you know, just to move on lang throughout this episode, I think people who are in the 500 pound life range, if they really loved their lives, then they should really make the effort to get lighter. All right. In regards to Gymshark's reply, my concern is that I hope that those people in the 400, 500 pound don't interpret it in a way that, oh, I can love my body and then I'll stay the same way. But again, if you're unhealthy, that's something to be talked about. Okay, what's another negative one? It's sad. So from IRMometro.11, it's sad to see that the health company is promoting unhealthy habits. So, dude, what the? I mean, you're making that comment based on, what do you call this? These two photos of her, just because she doesn't have a six pack, just because her waist isn't, you know, necessarily tiny, that doesn't mean that she has an unhealthy habit. You don't know this person. I mean, I'm going to say that I don't know the habits or the lifestyle of Nelly London, but it's hard for anyone to immediately claim that just because she looks that way, just because she doesn't have a six pack, that this company is promoting the unhealthy habits that Nelly London does. It's hard to make that judgment, dude. That's really for this guy Mometro to make that call, to make that comment. It's really weird. And yeah, that's what Gymshark says. It's sad to see that you can't recognize that healthy looks different on everyone. Yes, that's true. Healthy does look different on everyone. But as I mentioned a while ago, if it reaches extreme ranges of extreme obesity or even like being extremely skinny, then that's not healthy. I mean, again, there is a range. There is a parameter to aim to be within. And something that I know, there's this other comment that I hear, this Axel Roque. He says, oh, Roque, if you're in the Philippines, that last name though, he says, this ain't it. Then Gymshark replies, don't like it, feel free to unfollow. Okay, that's a good one. This guy, Breed Different, he says, confidence won't unclog your arteries. Again, how does this guy know that Nelly London has very clogged arteries, blood vessels, etc.? I mean, These comments, they don't even know this person, and then they're making these kind of comments. And Gymshark made that's a good reply, because obviously Breed Different said you are arteries instead of your arteries. They commented on that. But something that I want, that's going to infuriate everyone that are hating on these people already. So Breed Different, 1,567 people liked that comment. And this is when I took a screenshot of this, so I'm not sure if that's already increased. Then for the one from Axel Roque, 1,500 people liked that comment. And then from Mometro, 1,100 likes that comment. Dude, it's just sad that these people who made these negative comments are being supported, are being backed up by thousands of people who share the same mindset. And that's just really sad, dude. I really, really hate it. But okay, in regards to talking about other comments, this is one that really caught my eye. And this is to go back. Again, we were talking about the negative comments, the stupid comments that some people would make, but this guy made a really good point, and I want you guys, and I'm just going to talk about it. It's hard for me to like make certain claims surrounding it, but anyway, you know what? I always delay it. Let me read it. From Big Red Riang, I've always wondered, if you are truly comfortable in your skin as you should be, then why wear clothing that hides your true self? Sure, it's a style, a fashion, a fad. It will pass just like every trend of clothing does and has over the many decades. Is it a social misconception to hide in clothing? So that's a really, really good question, because if we are going, again, it goes back to, you know, like, it makes you realize that Gymshark is definitely a brand. It is a company that wants to make profit. If they're all about being, you know, unlocking your potential. And that's why I before this episode, I did research on their About Us, their mission, vision. It's always about unlocking your true potential, progressing, like being better, etc. That's their vibe now, instead of being super duper elite or aiming to be the best, which is how they were the past few years. It's because it is hypocritical that they're promoting a brand that makes them look skinnier. Especially, again, to go back to the picture of Nelly London, it's showing that the left and right photo, that if she wears the leggings, she looks, quote-unquote, better when it's worn properly, when it's all the way up, because it hides her fat. But then they're also, again, it's weird, because they're a brand that's promoting that you look good no matter what, but then their clothes make them look traditionally better. And when I say traditionally better, it's to go for the image that they've been promoting and other fitness apparel brands have been promoting, that you're tiny waist, big ass for guys, big arms, big chest, etc. It's just, again, it's hypocritical. And then they reply that, what if it's not clothing that hides your true self but enhances your true self? So again, you can see how they're answering it. It's that they're also they're making sure that they're still uplifting the brand. And you can see that a lot of 200 plus people liked it, because it's showing that, you know, yes, it's not hiding yourself. Like, yes, you are hiding your fat, but then you're saying that as you hide your fat, you're enhancing your true self. It's just weird. It's very, very hypocritical. So as I'm, what do you call this, making this episode, I mentioned that I'm a big fan of this post or these type of posts. Absolutely. But I'm not saying that Gymshark is the best, is the best in regards to promoting these kind of images or this pressure, that this societal pressure that it's giving to its people. Because I mean, yes, they made this one post of this girl, or like they made, I guess, two or three posts about women hiding their fats through the leggings. But then in between those posts, they did go back to posting about super duper jacked guys and super duper lean girls with big hips, tiny waists. So again, it's hypocritical. It's really for their money, but then that's still, I know it's kind of weird that I'm, the flow of this podcast is, I know it's all over the place, but it's a conversation, it's a discussion that I do want to have with a lot of people. And you know what, there are some other comments that I do want to talk about as well. And this one by Colleen Blas, she in a reply to IFBB Carter Lopez a while ago, she says that fitness is a journey. Our bodies are always changing. And as a hit on him, hopefully your personality and awful views will too. And that's a good mindset, wherein fitness is a continuous journey. That's really how it is, because you keep on going to the gym because you want to progressively get better. You want to progressively improve. I guess there is the saying that, you know, proud but never satisfied. You're always chasing, A lot of people, and a lot of people like that mindset, and I do too. Because even if you attain a certain goal, you look a certain way, you lose 10 pounds, there's always another goal afterwards. There's always another way you can improve. And a mindset that I want people to have within that mindset is that, yes, you are wanting to improve and there's always another goal to go forward, but that doesn't mean that you're not happy with where you are already. Yes, you want to be somewhere else, or yes, you want your body to progress to a certain performance or aesthetic look or aspect, but I don't want people to be unhappy until they reach that goal. Example, if you're 150 pounds now and your goal is throughout the years to be 130 pounds, I don't want you to think to yourself that I can only be happy if I've reached 130 pounds. That's another mindset that I know a lot of people have, but then I don't think that's healthy. You should be happy with wherever you are. Yes, you are aiming for something, but don't let that dictate that you can or cannot be happy until you've reached this goal. Be happy with wherever you are, because you're making the effort already. Sure, I mean, you haven't achieved your goal quite yet, but then the fact that you're working towards that goal, that says a lot. That says a lot already about your personality, that you're a hard worker, that you're somebody that does have a goal. So be happy about that. And I know it's kind of wrong. Again, it's super hard for me to talk about this, but I know it's kind of wrong for me to say, hey, be happy no matter where you are, because again, people are different no matter who you are. I mean, it's hard for me to say that. But that's what I'm going to suggest. that yes, have a goal, but don't not be happy if you haven't achieved that goal already. All right, so that's something that I really, really want to talk about in regards to these body positivity topics as well. But okay, there's something that I did as well before I recorded this episode, is that I asked on Instagram a lot of people on what they think about this, and I guess I won't mention their names as well, and I guess I kind of went through it already. I just didn't mention their specific comments. So the first person that replied, he said that at the end of the day, it's just a marketing ploy. And that's absolutely true. As I mentioned over and over again in this episode, it's definitely it's a good marketing move. No one can deny it. That's actually, it's smart. It's a smart marketing move because more people have more eyes now on Gymshark. I mean, if you haven't heard of Gymshark, what do you call this, before this episode, and you've heard of them now because of me talking about it, then I guess they achieved it. More people know about the brand. More people will have the potential. Or there's more potential or a higher chance for people to buy their products. Then somebody else says is that, responded saying that if she ain't obese or super thin, and if she's active and she has no eating disorder to begin with or that has been forming, then she's fine. She's absolutely fine. There's nothing to worry about. Again, if she's not in either extreme in health standards, mental standards, if she's within a healthy parameter or range, then that's perfectly fine. There's really nothing to worry about it. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more women replied saying that they're a big fan of this. And I guess to be honest, like, none of these women, not to be mean with them, but all of them are normal women. None of them are bikini level women, which is perfectly fine. That's the perfectly fine. They're normal, average looking girls. And they all, actually like 10, sorry, 10 women replied saying that they all are in favor of this. And that's what I said a while ago. These type of posts, even though you know that it's hypocritical because you know they're doing this because it's a marketing ploy, it's helping a lot of people in their mental problems. And for me, that's a big win. I mean, this company is going to earn a lot of money, sure, but at the same time, they're helping a lot of people feel better. And so I guess that's when you can say it's a win-win. I'm not part of that win, but if some people are mentally healthier because of that, and of course this company is more profitable, I guess there's no one that's necessarily in the negative. No one's losing in this conversation. Then, what do you call this? Somebody else mentioned that. I guess that's about it. It's really less. That's really just the comments that I got, where a lot of women are in favor and a lot of guys apparently understand that it's definitely a big marketing ploy. But yeah, that's the episode, guys. I'm not sure if there's any. I think there's value. I think there's value that I presented in this conversation. But yeah, if there's anything that I mentioned was definitely off, do let me know, because I'm as I posted on Instagram, I know I'm not an expert in body positivity. I'm not sure if there's such a thing as an expert of body positivity, but I feel like this is something that really had to be talked about. Body dysmorphia and all those negative images that people have towards themselves, it's something that I definitely hope that improves. And I know that not everyone will feel better right away just because they saw a post on Gymshark or they saw a podcast episode dissecting everything about it. But in time, I hope people are a bit more positive, or like, in my, I guess the right interpretation, quote unquote, right interpretation of a body positivity, where you love yourself so much to the point that you are going to make the efforts to progress. Like, if you understand that, you know that you're not in a healthy spot, and if you love yourself, you're going to make the efforts to improve. Again, if you want to aim, if you want to be a top bodybuilder, top bikini model, that's fine. But then I hope you don't have that mindset that if you, unless you're at that point, that you can't be happy. You can be happy no matter where you are, no matter how lean you are, no matter how strong you are, no matter how much muscle you have, happiness can be found. And that's what I really hope that people would understand as they listen to this episode. So yeah, that's the episode. That's episode 10. I'm super sorry. I know that how I am, it's all over the place, but I'm not sure if that can be fixed. I mean, I'm only 10 episodes into making these type of podcasts, or making these podcasts, so hopefully I progress, and hopefully I get better in doing this, so that my ideas, my thoughts can be a bit more concise. I'm pretty sure that my English teachers, if they see me right now, they're going to be cringing, or like you're gonna feel like a failure that I am the product of their teaching. But anyway, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, consider liking the video and consider subscribing to the channel, and I'll see you guys in the next one. See you.